It's a pleasure to join in honoring a great Denver champion, Pat Bowlen.
For the very first time, all four Broncos Hall of Famers were in the same room Wednesday night, and it was for good reason.
Pat understood almost from day one the connection between the team and the community.
Pat's been one of the greatest owners in the National Football League. And they're celebrating and honoring him. We wanted to be here.
The Mizell Institute honored Denver Broncos owner and CEO Pat Bowlen with its annual Community Enrichment Award. And for the players who knew the man in charge so well, nobody was surprised.
Pat was always doing community events, and we were always encouraged to get involved in the community. So, you know, the longer I stayed here, the more I understood that, you know, what he was about.
What he's done for me and my family, what he's done for the city of Denver, state of Colorado, second to none. I know there's a lot of great owners in the National Football League. Some have won more championships than Mr. Bowlen. It would be hard-pressed for me to believe that there's an owner in the National Football League that cares more about his city, about his state, about his players than Mr. Bowlen does.
There is no more beloved franchise in the United States than the Denver Broncos, and a big part of that is Pat Bowlen.
He's given over $25 million to various causes, a tremendous supporter of the Boys and Girls Club. That's just part of who he is. You know, kindness, humility, and generosity, I think, are three traits that sum up Pat Bowlen, and he's very deserving of this award tonight.
With more than 2,000 people here at the Wings over the Rockies Air and Space Museum, the event honored a man who, throughout his tenure, has done everything he could to honor this city and region with a winning organization on the field, an even more impactful one off of it.
As a player, you can't play for a better owner, because his main goal was to win world championships. And as a player, to have an owner when it starts at the top to give you every opportunity to try to win a world championship as a player, that's what it's all about.
And that will be Pat Bowlen's legacy, wanting a winner and nothing but the absolute best for Denver and the Rocky Mountain region.
We knew we were winning because he gave the general manager, he gave the head coaches the ability to go out and get certain players that we needed. We needed to be able to compete game in and game out, year in and year out, and to bring those Lombardi trophies home.
That's our goal as an organization. That's what Pat wants, and so we're going to do everything we can to try to get that done. And that would be a special moment, but we still have a lot of work ahead of us. And the OTAs have been great so far this week, but we know we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Hopefully someday Pat will be in the Hall of Fame himself, because he deserves that.
In Denver, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.